There are still a few moving parts to the budget, but Senate Leader Andrea Stork-Cousins says some of the remaining items, increasing school aid funding, criminal justice reform, and public financing of campaigns, are within striking distance of being resolved.
I think we're at the finish line. We are, working hard to get an on-time budget.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie agrees.
I think we have a lot of agreements, or close to agreements. We just have to dot the I's and cross the T's.
A congestion pricing plan for Manhattan is taking shape, and lawmakers are still considering whether to impose a pied-à-terre tax for non-primary residential luxury apartments in New York City worth over $5 million, or instead substitute a real estate transfer tax. Part of the criminal justice reform includes changes to the state's cash bail system. Senator Stork-Cousins says there will likely be a partial end to cash bail.
Bail had always been about flight risk, and so we want to make sure that we're not changing definitions of what bail is for while we are trying to reduce the incidence of asking people for bail.
Stork-Cousins says her goal is to prevent another case like the death of Khalif Browder, who at age 16 spent 3 years in Rikers Island because his family could not afford bail. The charges against him were later dropped, but he committed suicide.
There's no reason that that child should have been in jail and certainly not held because, he couldn't afford the bail.
Speaker Hastie says the legislature and governor are fully committed, though, to ending cash bail in New York, even if they cannot complete the goal in the budget.
About 85% of the population will now be looking at a cashless bail system. But the Assembly, the governor, and the Senate have all agreed that we want to continue to find a path to get to a totally cashless bail system.
Hastie differed a bit with the Senate leader's assessment of the chances of public campaign finance being in the final budget. Hastie says objections still exist to implementing a matching small donor program for statewide elections. The speaker says it could cost $60 million in public funds each year.
We just finished putting together a budget. We were scrimping and saving, trying to find pennies in the couch to pay for things and programs that matter to people. So these are things, valid things, that people have to give us a chance to talk about.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said repeatedly that he will not accept a budget without at least a commitment to public campaign finance, said on WCNY's The Capitol Press Room that he realizes there are obstacles.
It costs taxpayers to fund public finance. And that's why it's controversial, right? I support it, but many people don't.
The budget will also include a ban on plastic bags and a new tax on prescription opioids. That's even though some lawmakers, including the legislature's only pharmacist, say the costs will be passed on to the consumers who need the medicine. Some items do appear to be definitely out of the budget, including legalizing recreational marijuana for adults. Legislative leaders say they will tackle that and other remaining issues in the rest of the session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.